All right, so I've been telling you all morning we're going to get an expert in here to explain to you and to I the procedure from here. We're told that the House will vote today, well, about 10 minutes of debate. They're going to vote today to send the articles of impeachment, the weakest articles of impeachment ever put forth against anyone in America that I've been able to find, president, judge, whatever it may have been. They will be sent over to the Senate today, I'm told, and then we'll learn who the House managers are, which are prosecutors. And to pick up the story from there, our good friend, Dr. Matt Spaulding, vice president of the Washington Operations and dean of the Van Andel Graduate School of Government at Hillsdale College. Doctor, welcome back, of course.
Good to be with you, as always.
As always. So, all right, let's give a bit of a play-by-play. The way, and again, there's not a lot of history. I mean, there's been some impeachments, but, I mean, they're all different centuries, different presidents, different circumstances. And it's not like it's written out in a playbook. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. There are some guidelines, but not a lot. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. The Constitution is rather brief. We know that the House has the sole power of impeachment. The Senate has the sole power of a trial. There are a few rules. The Chief Justice, if there's a trial in the Senate, the Chief Justice must be the presiding chair, and the senators must all be there. I mean, there are very few things we actually know in the Constitution. Having said that, and there are only a few historical examples of presidents, we have actually quite a few examples of the Senate trials concerning judges, which do happen more often. And then there are a bunch of Senate rules that have been established a long time ago, back in the Andrew Jackson impeachment. So there are some things there, which is what McConnell's using as his precedents. But as we also know, both chambers, House and Senate, can make their own rules, which means there's a lot of leeway going on here, and there's a lot of room. I mean, the challenge we have here, has always been the case, is that on the one hand, impeachment, the whole process, impeachment trial, is a constitutional process.
Sure.
There are some rules. But on the other hand, it's largely a political process, which is why the House could have an impeachment and set up their own rules about how to have testimony, not public, what they consider to be evidence, and completely control it. Now it goes to the Senate. Well, the Senate, one of the roles the Senate plays, in addition to holding a trial, is in a checks and balance system. The Senate is a check on the House. And precisely, it holds the trial, and the House holds the impeachment, precisely so they can balance each other out. So what we're actually seeing here is a combination of just the politics. The House is clearly maneuvering to try to influence the Senate. But the Senate is acting like an institution as designed, according to its own rules, and objects to the House doing that. Now they're going to proceed, and they're going to conduct a trial, which is different from the impeachment process, and you also have a different majority controlling the Senate. So I think on the one hand, we're seeing a lot of politics going on here, but we are beginning to see the impeachment trial process play out the way it was intended. Namely, the Senate is now going to impose a procedure that will check or kind of moderate the passions of the House.
Well, it is a political process. It depends on the day as to which side of the aisle says, well, it's a legal process, it's a political process. It's purely a political process because neither one of the articles of impeachment have anything to do with an actual crime being committed, nor do they have to, actually. It's a political process. We know that. I know that. Mitch McConnell is in charge at this point for it. However, many reports coming out, Doctor, that say, you know, four or five Republicans may jump ship and say, we do, in fact, want to hear from witnesses. Now, I say to Democrats, and I caution Democrats, and I've said this since the midterms of 2018, be careful what you wish for and don't overplay your hand. Because they have this notion, well, John Bolton, he's the key. He's the answer. First of all, John Bolton is never going to testify. Ever, I don't believe. I think I'd be very surprised if he did, because...
Well, if he does, it's not at all clear whether he would be a friendly or hostile witness.
Exactly.
He would not be a helpful witness to the Democrats.
It's extremely possible, because John Bolton might exactly say the opposite of what the Democrats are trying to push through. I guess let me get your take on this, Doctor. The political fallout thus far has been that impeachment has gone underwater. People are not for impeachment. Not here in Michigan, where you and I frequent, and not anywhere in the country. Not certainly in the battleground states. Politically unpopular. And now that it's being brought back, it's like it went dormant for a while. And now it's being dredged all back up and it's being brought back to the forefront. And people are like, we got to start this again. I don't think it works very well.
No, I think you're right. It also very much underlines what's really going on here, which is a majority in the House, which is one party, is really fighting. This is a fight over public opinion and looking towards the elections and perhaps the little things on the sides. It's not a normal impeachment process as it should be developing, where you have evidence in a trial and then you think this through deliberatively. So I think that kind of underscores that. They said it was important to get it done quickly, and they sat on it for a month. Now they're sending it over there, and the timing is such they can force this so it actually coincides with the President's State of the Union address. All of that suggests and really underscores the fact that it's a politicized process, which the founders didn't intend. Having said that, you're right in the sense that now they've put the pressure on these moderates in the Senate. Having said that, keep in mind, Senator McConnell is following the Clinton model, the most recent impeachment, in which there was a trial, and then they did consider whether or not to have any additional witnesses. That's what he's doing. That's what all the quotes from the moderate senators are pointing towards. So it doesn't necessarily mean that will happen, but I think that gets you into the trial.
Sure.
They'll have the presentation of the prosecution and the defense. Then they'll decide. At that point, they actually could just dismiss the whole thing, right?
They could,
there.
But Murkowski and some of these other rather spineless members of the Republican Party might do otherwise. But let me ask you about something else. I don't know if you saw this from last night. Elizabeth Warren comes over to talk to Bernie Sanders. He reaches out to shake her hand. She doesn't allow that to happen. They have a tense back and forth. We can't see or we can't hear what's being said, but we can see what happens. And he turns and walks away from her. Obviously, discourse between the Sanders camp and the Warren camp. And some say that Nancy Pelosi's play here is to keep these two off from the campaign trail. We're only 19 days away from the Iowa caucuses now. And give Joe Biden a helping hand. Again, another political card. Is that possible?
I suppose, look, given what they've done in terms of playing with timing and hold on, anything is possible. It's all been politicized. So I think that might be the case. Now, that would strike me as very Machiavellian in the sense that Speaker Pelosi, who didn't want to have an impeachment, went to impeachment, which was broadly seen as a way to placate her very liberal base who wanted the impeachment. Now she's withholding it to help a more moderate Democrat.
I don't know. It's crazy.
That could be the case. I mean, it's all about politics at this point. It's all about politics. We got to
see
through that rather than seeing the process. The Senate's trying to impose some process back onto it, and I think they'll do a good job at that. McConnell is very good at that kind of thing. But
yeah, I currently stand with my idea, and my idea is this has been damaging to the Democrats. I said it on day one of 2018, right after the elections. Don't overplay your hand. It's all they've done is overplay their hand. I think it's damaging to Democrats like Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens and Max Rose and all of them. Doctor, I have to leave it there, but of course we'll be checking back with you as we work our way through this process.
Great talking to you.
Dr. Matt Spaulding from Hillsdale College on the Steve Gruber Show back after this.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.